Draymond getting ejected last night was a big deal, because he keep talking about how he's changed and how he needs to be on the floor and moving forward. He's going to do this and moving forward, he's going to do that. And in reality, moving forward, he hasn't done what he said he's going to do. And it's not funny. It's kind of sad, weird, strange, and odd that it looked like Steph Curry actually cried. Like, really cried when Draymond Green got ejected from the game. Like, he shed tears. Which is really sad. When you done got ejected so many times and have caused your teammates so much trouble that they cry, that's bad. I've watched a lot of basketball, not as much as some, but I've watched a lot more than everybody I've known, and I've never seen somebody's teammate cry when somebody got ejected. You get in so much trouble that your teammate cries. Not just a regular teammate, the star of the franchise cries when you get ejected. And the theory is that he cried because they said he realized this was the end of the big three, the end of the dynasty. That's just ridiculous. That's ridiculous. It could be true, but it seems ridiculous. Because Draymond Green gets in trouble all the time. He gets ejected all the time. He chokes people. He slams people. He wraps his arms around people's neck, kicks people in the groin. He punches people. He knocks people out. He does stuff like that all the time. So, for them to say that he was crying because he realizes the end of the big three and all this kind of stuff is ridiculous. And if that is the reason he cried, he's ridiculous also, because it's like, damn, shouldn't you be used to it by now? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man, what you crying about? You should be used to that by now. But I never try to judge anybody's emotions, so I can't tell any man how to react to something. But it just seemed weird for him to cry about something that happens all the time, you know? So we'll see what they do moving forward. At least they won the game. And then after the game, he got a nerve to be back there doing a little night-night celebration to him and giving him a hug. Like, people was on Twitter talking about he should have really put his ass asleep for not being there for the team, you know what I'm saying? And not only that, he gets ejected. He causes Steph Curry to cry. And then he does a podcast about it later on that night. It says he not gonna blow it out of proportion and he deserved to get ejected for what he said. And moving forward, he has to be on the floor. He said that before. He said that before, that he has to be on the floor. He can't control himself. And I understand. You know, I understand. I know people like that. That just, they have an attitude where they just can't control their frustration, emotions. You know what I'm saying? Somebody say something smart to them or something, they proceed to be disrespectful. They can't help themselves. It's like an involuntary reaction to disrespect. You know what I'm saying? He felt he was disrespected, so he involuntarily said something crazy. And I know how that feels. So it's not right, but he needs help. And the thing is, they keep saying he needs help, he needs help. He is a multi-millionaire, super rich. He can if anybody can find help, he can find it. He got a whole organization at his disposal to find him help. He got millions and millions and millions of dollars at his disposal to find him help. So if he needs help, he's not looking for it at all. Will the Warriors win a championship? Still a possibility. But if they don't, guess who will take the blame? You know it. Draymond Green. He is going to be the focal point and the blame of the reason why they didn't win. He was the reason that they didn't win last year for knocking out Jordan Poole. You know what I'm saying? So he has been, and that's the thing. They blamed him last year for a losing season and the chemistry in the locker room. And then they give him this big, you know, then they bring him back and give him some money. Are they gonna do the same thing this time? He can't control himself. He can't. He's like the Incredible Hulk or something. He can't control himself. I used to think he was the Black Panther, but now I think he's the Incredible Hulk. He just can't control himself. It's like involuntary disease, some kind of twitch or something, you know what I'm saying? He's crazy. Not crazy, but he just can't control himself. He got issues. We all got issues though, so I'm not making fun of him. It's just what it is. And it's obvious, can't you see? He does stuff like this. If he could control himself, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing. So apparently he can't control himself. I don't feel sorry for none of them. Let me tell you why I don't feel sorry for none of them. Number one, it's just a game, baby. They just playing a game, like hide and go seek. It ain't nothing but a game. It's just basketball, it's a game. Number two, they millionaires. They multi-millionaires playing a game. So I don't feel sorry for them. Nah, it's just a game. So what? They get to go home to their mansions and their beautiful wives and their kids every night and be, well, maybe not every night when they're on the road, but still, they rich. Super rich. Playing a game. So I don't feel sorry for him at all. I know from a work standpoint, it's rough. But just the whole grand scheme of things, nothing to feel sorry for them about. feel sorry for somebody that's broke and struggling with their bills, and you know, feel sorry for a teacher that's not getting paid that much money and she got to deal with some badass kids or something. Feel sorry for them. Don't feel sorry for some grown ass men playing a game that don't know how to control themselves. Yeah, I don't feel sorry for them. But staying on subject though, he needs help. And the thing is, he's on his way out. He said he only plans on playing for about 2-3 more years. If that, if he can hold up, if his body can hold up. So he on his way out. He's in the final stages of his career. I don't know what to tell you, man. He better find some help real fast.